Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello, everybody. Here we go. It is a Thursday. And it's Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is here with us. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jacob's going to join us for two segments. If you have a question or comment you would like me to pass along to the mayor, we will take a look at those. We will include some of your texts. Send them right now to 651-461-9226. I believe this is your first extended interview since your victory. So first of all, congratulations. Let's talk about how you felt in the days leading up to this election compared to other times. What stood out to your polling numbers and your gut feeling about this election compared to 17 and 21?
Well, thanks so much for having me, Chad, and happy Thursday. Obviously, there were substantial differences just based on the time between 2021 and 2025. I mean, the city was really going through it in 2021. We were still very much in a global pandemic. We were coming off of a litany of difficult circumstances that occurred in 2020. And so, you know, elections are always brutal. But in 2021, there was a whole nother nerve associated with it entirely. In the days leading up to the election, look, we were cautiously optimistic. You know, you never want to get too ahead of yourself. But we had built a coalition that we had never seen before, certainly during my time. We had beautifully diverse support throughout the entire city. And what we saw on election day, of course, was record-breaking turnout. We saw the city's shared commitment to work together in unity and for the city that we love. And I'm really humbled and grateful to receive the support and trust of the people of Minneapolis. And my promise and my pledge is I'm going to work my ass off for 4 years until the final seconds of this term to do everything that we can to make sure that Minneapolis realizes every bit of potential.
Tell me two or three things that need to happen and that need to be in play and to see some level of success for you to feel in 4 years that in those areas you feel like those were significant accomplishments.
Yeah. So there's obviously the overarching goals, and you know what those are. Those largely don't change for any mayor because a lot of the same goals were there when Hubert Humphrey is there, and they're the same goals for me. You know, it's housing, it's safety, it's economic development, it's making sure that the city runs well. It's all that. But to get more specific, we need to hire more police officers. We need to build more housing at all levels, both market rate and affordable. We're looking to see a full-on downtown transformation, how we revitalize an entertainment district. And then there are economic development projects like Upper Harbor Terminal that we got to complete and finish off, like Nicollet and Kmart, we're reopening the street there, like George Floyd Square, which, good Lord, needs action. And so we're going to be moving on all of those items. And I'll tell you, there's one more that doesn't go on the campaign list, but it's really critical to the city. We want to solidify the government structure change that while has occurred technically in many instances, there's still a lot of practical areas where you need a culture shift to make sure that I can hand the reins off to the next mayor with the city in a place where they can really run a government. And that, again, that is a huge thing that I could talk about for an hour and a half. Probably very few people will care, but 20 and 30 years from now, people will feel the difference in the service that the city is able to provide because of some of the lifting that we've done.
All right. Among the items, to remind folks, this is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. Just a few weeks ago, won re-election, will be the mayor of Minneapolis once again for the next 4 years. I bet the two of us have talked about this on air 10 times, if not more. George Floyd Square. To me, it's absurd and it's insulting that this issue has not been resolved yet. I get that there are stark differences between you and people on your side and others on the council. Why should somebody believe in the next couple of years, if not this year, that George Floyd Square, a plan which might not have 100% unison, because no plan has 100% unison, but something substantial will be built, open, and a part of the community at George Floyd Square?
You and I are in full agreement, Chad. This is absurd. The time for delay is over. We have been trying to get something done and approved through the council for years. And simply put, the thing that the council members have pushed to do, they can't do because of the law. It's not just the community that is against this putting a cul-de-sac in the middle of Chicago Avenue and permanently shutting Chicago off to traffic. It's that to do that, they can't have more than 50% of the business/property owners opposing the plan to shut down the street. And right now, 100% of the businesses and property owners we're aware of oppose that plan. And so, you know, my prediction, and I think I've said this to you before, Chad, is that at some point in the next several months or the next year or whatever, the council members will realize that the thing that they've been trying to do, they can't do. And, I mean, the only difference is we're just telling them the truth from the very beginning. Unless something changes substantially, which, you know, I mean, that could happen, the route that makes the most sense is an open, flexible option where you can close the street down and have events and parties and festivals and healing sessions and all the rest. And you can have access to the small local businesses. You can get emergency vehicles through, et cetera. That makes the most sense. That's the direction I believe we should go. And by the way, we're going to be moving forward also with that the People's Way gas station that's there. There's a gas station that's over there where we're going to ultimately have some form of legacy for George Floyd. You know, it could be a museum. It could be open space. It could be something special, and we're going to make sure it's done really well. And so, yes, that's part of it.
All right. Well, I said we're going to read texts. We're going to read ones that are supporters of yours and those who don't agree with you. A number of texts are upset with you about on election, well, when you found out you'd officially won, giving a portion of your victory speech in Somali, and individuals are upset about that. What do you say to them?
So first of all, I gave my victory speech in English. That was at there was a main election night party, which we did over at Hefe there on St. Anthony, Maine. I then went over to another party, which was in South Minneapolis, where I was talking with the Somali community. And when I'm talking with the Somali community, I speak in part in Somali. When I'm talking with the Latino community, I speak in part in Spanish. If I knew more languages, maybe I should try learning some Norwegian too. And then I would speak toward Norwegians in their language as well. So, I mean, I don't really see what the problem is here.
If somebody says, the texter says, this is pandering, what do you say to that?
I say I'm speaking a language so that more people can understand me. Call it whatever you want.
17 past 12. Take a pause. Come back more with Jacob Frey. Include those texts. 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk about Aquarius. I want to talk about 1 week from today. Guess what? We're not going to be on the air. I hope you're celebrating with your family, whether it's at your place, you're driving somewhere, you're flying somewhere. And the quality of water is going to matter, okay? It just is, whether you're cooking, whether you're cleaning, whether you know you're showering at your friend's place, you're showering or taking a bath at your place, Aquarius is the way to go. Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. By the way, it's going to be in the 50s this weekend. We're not going to have many more days in the 50s this year, so you need that furnace to be working. They handle that utility room. Then the water softener, which makes sure those dishes come out spotless. How about when you're looking to take that shower? Right there. How about your laundry? Also great. And then their calling card is still the Connecticut drinking water system. I had two big glasses today, like I do almost every day to start the day, from the Connecticut drinking water system I have, and I've had one since 1993. Right now, when you go to AquariusHomeServices.com, you can save up to 25% on those great Connecticut drinking water systems. Don't hesitate. Reach out to Aquarius. In fact, do it right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We continue with the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, filing up the questions I asked about part of his speech among the texts. I only speak English. I admire those that can speak several languages, and good for you, Mayor Frey, for speaking as many languages as you can. So let's pick up the dynamic with the city council. There's a change. They don't have the automatic override on your vetoes now. Since election night, have you gathered with anyone? Have you spoken with anyone in the city council? And what is your belief about understanding there will be strong differences, but getting more things done and the potential where it's not as adversarial as it was this past session?
Well, that's exactly what we need to be striving for. I will work in good faith with anybody that's willing to work in good faith with me, and I think it's incumbent on all of us to find ways to see common ground rather than fault lines. It's necessary for all of us to work together because, by the way, our constituents expect it. You know, and at the same time, I'm not going to abdicate my responsibility to do the right thing for the city of Minneapolis. I was elected by everybody in the city of Minneapolis, not one interest group, not one ward, but everybody. And I have a deep responsibility there that I take very seriously when I sign that election certificate. And so, yeah, there has been a change dynamic in that they no longer have a veto-proof majority where they don't need to consult with the mayor. They don't need to previously because they had the votes just to override.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't have those votes. But, you know, bottom line is regardless of where the votes are at, we got to work together. We got to collaborate. We got to find common ground. There's a hell of a lot of common ground to find. And so, you know, let's do right in Minneapolis what the federal government is not able to get right. Let's have a special place here where we are, in fact, working together. And I'm optimistic. You got to start every term out with a hop in your step and a sense of optimism and a hope that everybody is, you know, loving their city more than their ideology. And that's my hope that'll be the case here.
What is the likelihood that during this next term, something you want, something you believe in, and you alluded to it earlier, that the buses will be removed from Nicollet Mall?
I think it's a good idea. Look, we can't keep doing the same thing and expect there to be a change. And in the core of downtown, we need to do some things, plural, differently. You look at areas of the larger downtown that are successful, wildly successful, like North Loop. And they have activity, they've got retail, they've got small locally owned businesses, they've got a diversity of use. It's not just a bunch of people coming into work at 8 a.m. and leaving at 5:30 p.m. They got action going on. We need to put that on Nicollet Mall. And yeah, I also think it makes sense to get the buses off. You can move them over one block. It would actually speed up the times for transit. You can move them over to Marquette in a second. And you can open Nicollet Mall for an array of activities, including things like what we just saw a couple months ago, which was Dinner du Nord, where we had thousands of people all eating dinner together, getting food cooked by some of the best chefs in the world, all these local chefs right there on the street. And so, yeah, I think there's some big opportunity there, not to mention, there's also the potential for an arena somewhere in the vicinity. And when you combine all of those things together, you can get some big transformation of downtown, the core of it, a revitalization of an entertainment district, really making sure we're realizing potential.
Okay, let's talk about the arena. We've discussed this before, but it seems like the Wolves are formulating more of a plan. They have their new president in place. He's relatively new. I think it's clear in an ideal world they'd love to stay in downtown Minneapolis. In an ideal world, you'd like them to stay in downtown Minneapolis. Do you feel better about certain locations? And what role do you want the city to play in keeping the Wolves downtown? And does that in any way include any beneficial, whether it's tax increment financing or anything that lessens the financial money, just the money that the Wolves will have to pay for this arena?
Well, I'm very biased in this, but I also happen to be right. There is no better place for the Lynx and the Timberwolves to play than downtown Minneapolis. Going back to the time of the Lakers, they were in downtown Minneapolis. There is a unique and very close relationship between our city, our downtown, and these incredible basketball teams, and we want to keep it that way. Not to mention the infrastructure that is surrounding, whether that's the light rail or the entertainment options, the bars, the restaurants, the density of population, just the excitement. You're not going to get that anywhere else, period. And I'm going to be, very intentionally making the case that this is the best spot for it. And I mean, I'm optimistic that pretty much everybody agrees with me. And I say that somewhat, of course, there will be some people that disagree, but like, I think it's obvious. Yeah, I think there's a number of sites. I'm not going to start naming them off right now, because as soon as you name them off, then you have an impact on the valuation and the price, and I don't want to go down that route yet. But, I mean, look, what I will say is that we have an opportunity to take that warehouse district and revitalize it in a big way. We have an opportunity to activate Nicollet Mall, which could be, as I've said, pedestrian. We have a beautiful symbiosis that could take place between a sports arena and the whole theater district. And if you take all of those things and you get all the right players working together, we have a huge opportunity that I know we can take advantage of.
Will the city play any role financially?
So as I've said before, and same is the position now, I don't support the city subsidy going to an arena. Now, that being said, we will definitely partner with the Lynx and the Wolves. We'll definitely partner with them. We'll work together. They should have a great arena to play in, obviously, and they should have a great city to work with to make sure that they are successes. Their success can be our success. And so, we're going to be partnering extensively.
Brian O'Hara's contract is up next year. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Everybody. Yep.
Do you want him back?
The chief has my 100% support.
Have you talked to him about that already?
No, so we haven't had conversations or sit down with department heads at this point. But my position hasn't changed. Chief O'Hara has my 100% support. He's done a great job leading a department in a profession that is not an easy one. Making sure that we're rebuilding back the police department, which is happening, making sure that we're driving down crime, which is taking place, making sure that we're doing all the important work around reform. The chief has got my support.
A couple last points. We'll let you go. The mayor of Minneapolis is here, Jacob Fry. When this term finishes in 2029, realistically, how many more police officers can you add?
The number we've been putting out, I mean, it's as many as possible. Obviously, we will be doing the very hard work of recruiting people that we want in our police department, that want to be the change, that want to keep people safe and protect them, and that are courageous. The number we've been saying is 150. We need 150 more, but like we need more than 150 also. And so I can't give you an exact number as to how many we're going to net positive.
Is that realistic? Is 150 more realistic by 29?
I believe it is. Of course, there's a ton of things that can happen between now and then. I mean, I'd like to go up well above 150. I think we need to do the work to get back to 888, which is where we used to be pre-2020. And, we need to have these officers because people expect a level of service. And when they don't have enough officers, then it's easier for things to fall through the cracks. The level of service suffers. The response time goes up, and whereas we want it to be going down. There's a lot of work to be done, and we are making some great progress. We are netting substantially positive. Applications to become an officer are up, I think, 135%. Right now, the Minneapolis Police Department is the most diverse department it's ever been in the city's history. And so good progress has taken place. A hell of a lot more progress needs to happen.
Regarding President Donald Trump, he will be president during the majority of your term, including always the potential he's never leaving. What concerns you most about Donald Trump and his federal actions over the next 4 years while you continue as mayor?
The never leaving part that you mentioned, Chad, is, I mean, it's bizarre that you even say that kind of stuff out loud.
It wouldn't shock you, right?
It should shock all of us.
Yeah.
Because
he's calling for the hanging
policy difference.
He's calling for the hanging of Democrats today.
Yeah, that is. I don't even have a superlative to attach that would describe how ridiculous, anti-Republic, anti-American that is. Being an American is about, following the Constitution. It is about having a peaceful transition of power. And of course, you always expect policy differences when a new administration, especially a new party, comes into office. That's expected. We've seen that before. People have different positions on international affairs and social safety net, on abortion, on a whole range of things. This goes like 10 steps further, where you're not just worried about a policy passing that you don't like, you're worried about the endurance of a republic. A republic that, as Americans, we should all care deeply about. And when you start hearing from somebody that is even mentioning that, like, I might not leave office, what the hell are we doing? Come on. I mean, everybody, Republicans, should be standing up against that. People who care about the Constitution should stand up against that. And so I've got more than a few concerns, given that you mentioned this one. That's probably my number one at the moment.
Always appreciate the time. Again, congratulations. Look forward to a number of conversations, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks so much, Chad. We'll talk to you real soon.
Jacob Fry, mayor of Minneapolis. We worked in a lot of your texts, and I appreciate those coming in. We'll get to Trump and his behavior. and his comments, seditious behavior. Each one of these folks are traitors, should be arrested and put on trial. That's the president. Can we talk about Amber Scholl here, Dave?
That would be fantastic.
That'd be great. Let's be honest. A lot of time, something happens to your boat. You know, Dave's got seven. You know, a jet ski, something happens to your condo. How many condos do you have now?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Two of the boats are yachts, by
yeah,
the way.
That's,
don't call
excuse
them boats,
me,
please.
Excuse me. Something happens to your car, your house, and that's when you need to call your insurance agent. And hopefully you have a good enough relationship with the insurance agent. They know you. You know them. And so they have an idea what's coming. If you go with just a 1-800 number, that's not going to work. Now, I want you to go with Amber Scholl, who's with American Family. Okay? So it's not just Amber and two other people working out of a shed at somebody's house. We got you. We got your Pinto. We'll cover it. Hey, Pintos are out there. You might have the big house. You might have the small house. You might have the condo, cabin. Amber Scholl knows how to do it. She's with American Family. She's been with this office for 15 years. She's been running it for 3 years. I have been with this office for 35 years. Great people. They're going to save you money, get you better coverage, or tell you what you have right now is outstanding. So how do you get a hold of Amber and American Family? Very simple. Go online, teamscholl.com. Once again, teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.